I think just to try to keep getting better. I think Bill put everything, you know, what we need to do, put it all on the table today when we starting a squad meeting and stuff. But, you know, the usual, you know, take advantage of the couple days we got out there on the practice field to work on the things that have come up over the last couple weeks. We know every play is important now, you know, so just trying to zero in on everything that we might see, we might not see. You know, I think that's the benefit of having the bye week and having some days to, you know, re-examine yourself and, you know, get ready for the final push of this season.
How's that a little different, Devin? Like, some teams would say, all right, we're just off, bye week, relax. And Garrett, you guys seem to, that first week anyway you have in the past, why has that been successful to self-evaluate this week?
I just think it works for this team, you know, probably because of Bill and the coaching staff is just what they believe in and what they decide to do. So the guys that have been here, you know, once this week comes up, we know what to expect. For new guys and rookies, they kind of already know what to expect because when they're asking questions, you know, is this similar to the bye week earlier this year? No, not really. It's a little different, you know. So I think everyone's prepared to take advantage of the couple days we have where, you know, I think every team's different. You know, how you want to use that, how it works out for your team, I think could be different. But here I think we all understand the goal and what we're trying to do with this week.
When they ask you, Devin, how exactly is it different? What do you tell them?
Just this is it. You know, I think the first bye week, we're having a bye week to rest up for the whatever's left of the season. And the reality of this bye week is we could be resting up and putting in work to play one game. And I think once you've been here for a while, you realize that you're putting in the work for, you know, a couple games left. And then that's it. The season's over. You do whatever you want. So I think that's the message you want everyone to know. You know, whatever you think you want to do right now, you can hold off, because reality is if you don't put everything in, you'll be doing that in 2 weeks anyway.
Devin, how do you prepare for an opponent when you don't know who it is yet? Obviously, you're very familiar with the Dolphins. You played the Texans earlier this year. But do you prepare more for the Raiders if that's the eventual team, or how do you get ready as you are right now?
No, I think you just try to work on yourself. You know, there's but so much you can do when you don't know who you're playing. You know, I don't think you don't go into depth and practice for one team. You just can't do that. And, you know, especially for us as players, I don't know what the coaching staff, probably gets ahead. But I think for us as players, you know, we don't like to get ingrained in one team and then you got to play another team. So for us, it's just getting better ourselves and, you know, working on the things we haven't done well that the coaches will show us throughout meetings this morning and trying to get better at those things.
You mentioned how this bye week is different from the one in the regular season. I'm wondering if this bye week feels at all different to the one you guys had last year going into the postseason. It just seems like as a team, you guys are in much better shape physically, and I'm wondering if that might allow you to prepare a little bit differently.
Yeah, I mean, I feel better. It's sometimes hard to even remember back, you know, a full year ago, but I think, you know, me, I was battling with an ankle injury, so that was tougher. But I think overall, you just look at, you know, the list of guys on IR were in better health. So it'll be a little different, I think, than last year. Just for the health of the team seems to be better. So hopefully we could take advantage. I thought last year was different, but we tried to take advantage in the way we could last year. That was a little different than this year, but you know, that's the thing in this league. Year by year, you know, you hope you get the bye week. How it'll play out and how it'll work might be a little different, but I think the mentality stays the same.
Devin, we've heard a lot of the offensive players talk about how Josh McDaniels would be as a head coach, or just as he's going for job interviews. Just your thoughts on Matt Patricia doing the same thing, going out there looking for interviews, and your thoughts on him as a coach?
I would just say for us, he's been great. You know, I don't know anything about, you know, what it'll be or how, but I think for us as players and get the opportunity to play under him has been great. Just his energy, his drive to be perfect, you know, to get everything right for us. I think how much he cares about the defense and about the guys in that room, I think really gets guys going. You have a great appreciation for what he's doing and what he's trying to do. I mean, the time he spends here, the little things he does for us, I think, as a defense stick out. And I think that's the first thing new guys, rookies, young guys, you learn as soon as you play under him is really how much he cares and how much he wants to get better as a group. And I think this year showed that, you know, he put a lot into it, and it's worked out well for us as a defense with him at the top leading us. So we just got to continue to do the things we've been doing and listen to him.
How is it that this team's constantly able to overcome adversity? You think of this year with Tom being suspended, Jamie being traded, Rob gets hurt again, but you guys keep winning.
All those things don't equal winning, so we try to block it out. We try to focus on the things that we know can help us win at the end of the week. You know, whether it's preparing for the first four games without Tom, you know, there's no reason to harp on it because he wasn't going to play in the first four games. You know, we trade Jamie. He can't play for us anymore. He's playing for Cleveland. Let's focus on what we can do and who's here. So those little things seem like cliches, but I think as a team, when you can zero in and focus on those things, it might not all be perfect, but you give yourself a chance to win at the end of the week when you play.
I wanted to ask you about one of your teammates, Matthew Slater. NFL players voted him the Bart Starr Award winner, which is for exemplifying character and leadership on and off the field. As a teammate of his for now 7 years, what are your thoughts on him in that and winning that award?
Honestly, it's been an honor. I mean, to play with him as a teammate and to learn from him and, you know, see how he prepares at a professional level and what he does to take care of his body. The guy's here till like 6:30 every day, trying to do little things to get ahead. But I think for me, the best thing is being a friend. You know, I think the opportunity to call him a friend and get to know him, his wife, his child, his son, has really blown me away. The amount I've learned from Slate is, I mean, you can't even explain or write it down on one sheet of paper. He's been a tremendous leader, role model for everybody in the locker room. And, you know, I think now in his ninth year, you know, you could say the same thing about him in year four or five. You know, older guys that were vets came in here, you looked at Slate, you looked to see what he did. I mean, obviously because he was a great player, but his character, I think who he was as a person is what always will stick out about him. And, you know, I think for the guys to be a part of him receiving that award and seeing it and, you know, seeing what it meant to him was really cool. So proud of him and happy he got the acknowledgement that he's really deserved throughout his whole NFL career. And I mean, really his whole life. It didn't just start now. So honor just to play with him and call him a friend.
Devin, you guys have had a lot of success here. You talk about what you do in a bye week and learn from that and teach the younger guys. Where you are right now in your career, what's your hunger level for where you want to be as far as starting off this whole playoff run? What you guys hope and expect to get to where you want to get to?
Simple, just to be ready. You know, the playoffs is a time to just play your best football. I think you got to put a lot into it, but you can't go over the top. You know, it's still just football. You know, I think we talk about it every week as being prepared. But this time you have an opportunity with a couple extra days to really be prepared, to really be on top of things. So right now it's a little easier because you're not as much studying an opponent, but you're studying yourself. So if you're able to really look at your game and look to see whether it's a mistake you made in a game, you know, that might have hurt the team that time, or it was a mistake that didn't hurt the team, learning from that. Refocusing on different fundamentals that we're going to need going forward. You know, what that looks like, you're not sure yet. You know, I think you just got to keep doing that throughout this week, day in and day out, and know when we come back next week where we have an opponent locked in, keep doing those things, but now putting it towards the opponent. And your hope is by Saturday at 8 o'clock, we're all ready to go and playing as a unit, playing as a team.
Devin, can you talk about veterans on your team who are beating over the players for the first time or haven't had a lot of success, particularly like Martellus and Chris Long? How does that factor in? What are your thoughts? What do you say to them about? I mean, they got to be pretty excited about a possible playoff run.
You don't have to say much. I always remember my rookie year when Bill came in there, and he always harped on around this time. Everyone talks about experience and having guys with playoff experience. And he came in there and he said, I don't give a damn about playoff experience. It's all about who executes and plays their best football this time of year. Whether you're a guy who's played in 12 playoff games or whether you're a rookie, he said he's seen examples of both who have come out and played great and those who have come out and played terrible. So he said, maybe doesn't help, maybe. But he said it doesn't matter if you don't come out and play. So I think for those guys, their biggest thing is they've played football for years now. You know, just zeroing and playing your best football right now is what's important. And I think they understand that probably more than anybody because this is what they waited for and this is what they wanted. So you just let those guys go out there and play. Both of those guys are true professionals, coming to work day in and day out, you know, put in a lot of work, help the team out. So I think they're both ready to go. And, you know, you look for them to be leaders for even the younger guys or guys that, you know, have less NFL experience.
Done in this blunt force trauma hoodie here?
Yeah, man, he gave me a hoodie a couple years ago. I figure I'll throw it on, put it in a rotation. I'm a little bit of a fan of him, I guess. He does all right for us.
Takes it easy on you in practice.
Oh, he doesn't want those problems with me in practice.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.